This is Madge, and you're listening to WCSF, your new music discovery station.
We're live on WCSF Joliet 88.7 FM. My name is Zach, and we are here for part two of the senior feature series, where I bring some people in from the computer science department, some seniors, and quite literally, I just interview them, and we're just going to have a good conversation. Today, I'm here with Sam. Sam, you are a computer science major. What is your concentration?
So I am a computer science major, like you said. I am concentrating in sort of the software aspect of computer science. That is where I kind of strive. The hardware stuff, not kind of my vibe, but I can do it if necessary.
I'm more of a software guy too. I mean, I like hardware. I feel like with software, for me, it's like 51%, and then hardware is 49%, which is a little bit of a different answer than I gave last time, but that's okay. You know, I'm a chameleon. Things change. But why do you prefer software? I'm going to ask that first.
I just like the background aspect of it, being able to build the stuff behind the scenes, and then the people who want to deal with the hardware can use the software in order to do that.
Do you like coding?
Yeah, that's my favorite part. I like the problem-solving aspect of it and figuring out certain issues, even if it's just a semicolon that's missing or something went wrong. And that's my favorite part. It's just figuring out how to debug all of it.
I'm not a big fan of that. So I'm glad we got someone on the team like you who does enjoy doing that. But to kind of dive into the meat of the interview, the Lady Linux project is really what you guys have been working on during your class. What was your role in the project?
Yeah, so initially when we first started the project, I did not know what my role was going to be. I was like, how do I fit into this group, this project? And then we had some discussion, and they decided that it would be best if I became the student project manager of the group. And we went from there, and we were just able to have a good time with doing that. So that was fun.
So what does the student project manager do for the project?
So basically, I was overlooking all of the steps in what we needed to do, kind of getting the base plan together, of trying to figure out what to do next, you know, who should do what should their main focus be, you know, is it something they're interested in doing, and kind of trying to keep everybody on track to get that done.
Was it easy or hard?
It depends. It was easy in order to, like, tell them what they needed to do. The hard part of it was actually getting it done, which is always the hardest part about doing stuff in a bigger group, you know, but we were able to get a lot accomplished with the group and, like, how everybody was able to contribute. So everybody has a small part of something in the project.
What was your part? I know you were the student project manager, but I like how you noted everyone can contribute. I've seen different people working on different things when I've seen the demos, like when Darius, he helped work on the firewall and how it can change colors when you ask it to. What did you do, if you did do anything?
Yeah, so on top of, you know, trying to figure out what everybody had, you know, planned, we also were able to kind of, like, set guidelines for ourselves and be able to delegate that. So I worked on the shell script with James, and we were able to trying to troubleshoot that. Was kind of interesting. We didn't end up getting it working initially, but then after some configuring, we eventually got it up and running, and then from there everything was smooth sailing.
What is a shell script?
So it's basically something that, like, you can run in the background, and it can install a bunch of things. It does a bunch of, it can do whatever you want, pretty much, just as long as you can configure it properly.
What is it configured to do in the context of the Lady Linux program?
So when we were initially making the shell script, we were trying to get it set up so that it could install all of Lady Linux, so that when people were able to see the repository on GitHub, that they were just able to download the shell script, and then it would install and boot everything all at once, so people didn't have to go through and manually install everything separately.
This is going to be a dumb question, but what is GitHub?
So GitHub is a platform that a lot of the computer science people use. You know, it's very big in the computer science world. It's where you can share a bunch of projects, and anybody that has an account can go on there and download it, access it, put it on their own machine, and then do what we do.
I like that. I like that answer. And to dive into a different topic a little bit, let's talk about developing the company. I want to hear about that a little bit. So I'm really just going to let you take the floor.
Yeah. So about last year, I was in a class and we were talking about, you know, something like HTML and CSS. And it was my first time dealing with that. And I was like, you know, I kind of want to make a company. There's not too many good, you know, software and hardware companies out here. So I thought of the idea of creating a company called Code and Circuit. And basically the gist of it is that we focus on software and hardware. And, you know, we go around and we can fix hardware for, you know, small companies, large companies, make proprietary software for, you know, mom and pop shops, you know, so that they can have like a database for, you know, all of their customers or their items or stuff like that. So that was my main goal with it. And I'm hoping to get it up this summer, but we'll see. It's a big project.
Yeah, it does sound like a big project. Do you have any, I know you said you're hoping to get it up. Have you done any work with it yet? I know that probably sounds dumb, but is it like set up as an LLC or anything? Like,
I haven't gone that steps yet. I'm getting to that point. That's something that I'll be working on over the summer. I'm trying just to get customers as of right now, trying to find people to, you know, allow me to fix their hardware if they need, you know, certain programs. So recently I just helped somebody fix their Xbox One that was not working because the fan was the wrong one. So that was something that I was able to do. And hopefully if he ever has that issue again, I'll be able to help him.
What kind of businesses do you want to develop software for?
Anybody that needs it, literally anybody. Cause a lot of like shops, they don't know about security within their, you know, their POS systems and stuff. Like they don't know. People are very computer illiterate nowadays, especially with that level of, you know, security and stuff with the computers. So I just want to be able to help people that aren't able to help themselves.
I really like the way you put that, because even I've got a minor background in computer science. I took A+ in high school, and I've spent enough time with you and the computer science program and Professor Garwood. I've kind of picked some things up along the way, but I still get worried about computers and the security myself. And Professor Garwood, when he came on his segment, he explained how the LLMs worked, and that actually made me feel a lot better because they don't actually record my stuff and remember all of it. So it made me feel better. So the common consumer could definitely benefit from a business such as this. And just another question I wanted to ask is how do you plan to sort of pitch your services or your model? Are you going to use social media, or are you going to do like a door-to-door sales technique? I'm just a little curious about that.
Yeah, I'm going to do a bit of everything, you know, because of where I live. We live out in the country and we're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. So we've got neighbors that have no idea what computers are. So I kind of be like, you know, go up to them, be like, hey, you know, if you need any, you know, help, you know, here's my business card, stuff like that. Go to like Morris or somewhere in Joliet and just kind of pick and choose and be like, you know, just go in and give them the business cards, and eventually I'll get a social media up and running and the business website will be up in public. And so those are some of the things that I'm considering doing, especially for marketing the company.
I'm really excited to hear that. And when you get the business cards, I definitely want to get a couple, because there have been people who have asked for business cards from me before. I know that sounds odd, but there's been people who, when I've told them I'm with WCSF, they'll take a business card. So I will gladly take some business cards. And another question, this is another kind of goofy question, but you mentioned living in the country, and do you, this is going to sound really outdated, but do you have dial-up, or what kind of internet do you have? Do you have like fiber optic? Because I was talking in a class, we were in class the other day, and the professor was talking about how some people still have dial-up, and AOL shut down dial-up, and just that sort of is gatekeeping the internet, and some people can't access the internet because they don't have access to high-speed internet, and they, you know, net neutrality, how that got shot down. I'm just a little curious, like, how is it out there with your internet? Because I live right here in town. I live in an urban area, so I get decent internet. So I'm just curious how it is out there.
So when you get further south, there's smaller companies that offer internet and decent internet services to people who live on farms. So like for us, we have a satellite up on our 100-foot silo that gives the internet for the entire street, and we get free internet for life, and it's pretty good. You know, I can't, no complaints here.
You know, that sounds like a dream, having free internet for life.
Yep.
I kind of wish I could benefit from that, but we got, I'm trying to think, AT&T, it's like, we've had AT&T yeah. and Verizon and Comcast, all the big companies. It's just crazy, man. But I have one more question for you to wrap things up. But before that, is there anything else you want to say or any sort of closing remarks?
No, I think I'm all good. I think you asked pretty good questions. I think we covered mostly everything.
I think you gave pretty good answers, but
thanks.
You kind of already answered this through answering a different question, but my last question for you today is, where do you see yourself in a year?
Well, in about a year, I will be freshly out of college and hopefully finding a job somewhere, you know, in the industry with software, and hopefully on the side, I'll be able to run my company, and that's the dream. Hopefully you get a job at Microsoft, you know.
That sounds fun. It sounds like you're going to hustle, which yeah. is, I support that 100%.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming on today, Sam,
and thanks
being here
me.
For the Senior Features Show. And for all the listeners out there, stay tuned to WCSF. We're going to have some more great programming coming up soon. So stay tuned. WCSF.